smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. The latest news now with Joanna Earl.
UN sanctions have been imposed on a Kent woman and three other British jihadis who've travelled to Syria to join Islamic State. Nicola's got more for KMFM.
Well, Sally Jones from Chatham, another woman and two men are suspected of leading recruitment drives and plotting terror attacks. They all now face an asset freeze and travel ban. Salim Kidwai from the Muslim Council of Wales isn't sure it'll have any impact, though.
They know that they are sacrificing everything, their family, their background, their friends, and they are not thinking of coming back. We have to be very careful how we portray it and make it them celebrities in such a way by giving them so much importance.
The government hopes it'll put others off making the journey, but Dawud Salomon, the chairman of the South Wales Islamic Centre, isn't convinced.
As far as assets are concerned, I don't think any of them that have gone have any assets to worry about. Travel restrictions, it could be a good thing, you know, to keep them where they are until something's done about them.
The UK government requested the UN sanctions and are expected to do the same for others.
This is KMFM News.
A 20-year-old Iraqi man has been crushed to death in a lorry in Calais whilst apparently trying to smuggle himself into Kent. French authorities say he was discovered in the back of an HGV early this morning. Two other members of his family were also found on board but were unhurt. Three people have been arrested in Medway in connection with an acid attack on a woman in Southampton. Carla Whitlock suffered serious burns after being targeted outside a restaurant nearly a fortnight ago. But brothers Billy and Geoffrey Midmore from London and a 33-year-old woman were arrested in Gillingham late last night.
KMFM News.
We're being asked what we think about plans to close or sell off four care homes in Kent, which bosses say are no longer fit for purpose. The County Council are considering the future of the sites in Maidstone, Faversham, Sandwich and Sheerness. Graham Gibbons is in charge of social care at KCC.
Things are going to change very, very significantly over the next 10, 20 years, and we need to make sure that now we're planning and putting in place what's needed to meet very challenging at different times as we move forward.
More than 200 jobs will be affected if the plans are agreed. A consultation runs until December with a final decision in January. A 23-year-old man who was tasered by police in Dover has been charged. Officers were called to reports of a man acting aggressively in Market Square last Saturday. Kieran Rampton from Churchill Road in the town is accused of a public order offence and assaulting a 16-year-old boy. He's due in court in November. A man has been taken to hospital after collapsing on a footbridge in Ashford. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to Victoria Road just after 10:30 this morning. The extent of the man's injuries are not yet known. And a third of secondary school girls don't think they're clever enough to become scientists. A survey has also found boys are five times more likely to want to become engineers. Shadow Education Secretary Lucy Powell says the issue isn't new and progress hasn't been fast enough.
I did maths and science A-levels. I've got a chemistry degree, believe it or not. And I was always one of only a handful of girls doing that 20, 30 years ago. And I don't think things have changed enough over that period.
KMFM Showbiz.
David Beckham was among the stars who turned out for the Pride of Britain Awards last night.
I think it's a very important night because there's so many brave people being awarded and it's nice to actually celebrate that.
He'd flown in from New York to present a prize at the event which recognises everyday heroes in the UK. Simon Cowell, Cheryl Fernandez-Fassini and Prince Charles were also there. We're going to be able to see it all on TV on Thursday.
KMFM Sport.
Football and Gillingham will be looking to recover from back-to-back defeats as they welcome Fleetwood Town to Priestfield tonight. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Kieran.
Well, the Jewels have slipped to third in League One after losing away games to Colchester and Barnsley. Here's Bosch, Justin Edinburgh.
I think we've got to be more inventive, more creative. What we don't want to do is let this good start fizzle out. But, you know, we said that we're going to be some ups and downs along the way with this group. So there's fresh challenges ahead.
Kickoffs at 7:45. Meantime, the FA's rejected Gillingham's appeal over a fine in relation to the dismissal of former player Mark McGammon. A tribunal ruled in 2013 he'd been unfairly sacked for being black. Last year, the club and chairman were both fined £75,000 by the FA. They've now lost an appeal against
as the fines, although the club's has been reduced to 50,000. And England's hopes of beating Australia in Saturday's Rugby Union World Cup match have been boosted by two key injuries to their opponents. Forwards Will Skelton and Wycliffe Palu have been ruled out for the rest of the tournament. James Hansen and Sam Carter will replace them.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.